It's a long way from the magic island of Euclidea to Hollywood, California. But the presence of the Euclidean scientists in Hollywood has reduced that distance to nothing. When Jerry and Joan went on a tour of Hollywood Boulevard, giving Joan her first view of the world in which most of us live, and contrasting sharply with her life on the island, the plan was to see a moving picture show. That plan was rudely interrupted, however, for as the youngsters stood on the corner of Hollywood and Vine Streets, a newspaper extra told the world of a strange event. Two submarines have been found in the channel just outside Los Angeles Harbor. They must be Euclidean submarines, and a man who is disguised as a blind street vendor is identified by Joan as one of the Euclidean scientists. The young couple are in Mrs. Gregory's car, rushing to her home with the news.
Jerry, you are doing very foolish things with this motor car.
Well, I want to get to your mother's house, don't I?
But you are breaking many of the rules you told me about.
Well, this is the time to break them. Your mother and Captain Bradford can explain to the police. They'll see that it's time to hurry.
All this is very confusing to me. On Euclidea, all things were in order. Here in your world, all things are mixed up.
What's wrong now?
There are so many different names on the intersections of the streets.
You couldn't have all streets with the same name, could you?
But it would be possible to use only numbers, would it not?
It would not. The way some people write, the post office never would figure out where a letter was going.
But how does anyone ever learn all of these things? Oh, Jerry!
What's the matter now?
Nothing. Now? You nearly struck that other car.
You mean he nearly hit me, but he didn't. Well, here we are at your mother's house.
And I am glad.
Huh. After all the things you took me riding in on Euclidea, all those trick elevators and stuff, you've got a lot of nerve to talk to me about a little fast driving.
That was far different. On Euclidea, everything is mechanically perfect. Here, the human element is given too many opportunities to make mistakes. And your driving is a mistake.
Oh, okay, I'm a mistake. But here's the house. Fall out.
Fall out?
Yeah, get out. Jump out. Come on, hurry up.
I wonder if Mother and the Captain will be here.
That's what I was wondering. You know, if they've heard about those submarines, they might have taken out for the harbor on the run.
Perhaps we should have gone directly to the harbor.
No, I think they'd want us to come here.
Jerry, do you just attempt to open the door and go into anyone's home?
No, not every day, but this is an emergency.
You might save time by ringing the bell.
Oh, so you learn we got doorbells in this country, have you?
To be sure. Mother let me ring the bell nearly all morning.
Huh. Fine business for a 15-year-old girl, ringing the doorbell all morning.
I had never seen one before.
I'll bet the servants love that, running to answer a bell all morning.
They did not do that. Mr. Johnson explained to them that I was only experimenting with it.
Some experiment. Well, maybe you had fun ringing it, but I can't get a sound out of it.
If you would open the door as I had it this morning, you would hear the bell ring.
Yeah, and if I could open the door as you had it this morning, I wouldn't need the bell.
Jerry, it opens.
Sure it does.
Come in quickly, both of you.
Mother, we have news.
Not here.
Gee, what's all the mystery?
Follow me into the radio room and I'll tell you. These stairs are steep and dark, so be careful.
Now, Mrs. Gregory, what is it?
Sit down there, Jerry, and you over here, Joan. I'll sit near the radio set so that I can use it quickly if Tex calls.
Where is the captain?
Now, one thing at a time. You've never seen this room before, have you, Jerry?
No, Mrs. Gregory.
Of course, Joan's never seen it.
No, Mother.
Then a few words of explanation might be in order. This room is soundproofed for a number of important reasons which I haven't time to go into now. However, I think that the various activities surrounding us this minute are of sufficient importance to warrant using this room for all of our discussions.
Then it's all right to say anything we want to in here, huh?
Perfectly safe, Jerry.
Okay. They found our submarine.
And the other which followed us to California.
Yes, we know that.
I thought you would. Got it over the radio, huh?
No, Johnson is at the harbor. He phoned us before the radio stations or papers had the news.
But they did find the subs.
Well, at least someone saw them, though Johnson was sure no one had been near enough to examine them.
Why were those submarines exposed in that manner?
That's what Johnson and Tex are trying to find out now.
Captain Bradford's going down the harbor?
Yes, he left the moment Johnson phoned.
What does the captain expect to learn?
Well, the most important thing is to determine whether any of the Euclideans left that submarine. we may find that they've landed a number of scientists here in town.
I'll bet they did it, that. But there was one they didn't have to land. He's been here all the time.
Thales?
That's the one.
And, Mother, we have seen Thales.
You've seen him?
Joan said it was Thales.
Well, did he see you?
He spoke to us.
Spoke to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, when? Where?
Hollywood and Vine.
What was he doing?
He was disguised as a blind man.
See, we got an extra about the subs, and this blind man came over and asked us to read our paper to him. Well, I thought he was blind, so I read him the headlines and a little about what happened.
But you're sure it was Thales?
Perfectly sure, Mother. I know him well, and while he was reading the paper in Jerry's hand, I was able to see his eyes behind the glasses. It was Thales, without doubt.
Did he know you recognized him?
I am sure he did not, Mother. I gave no sign of recognition, and I did not tell Jerry what I had seen until Thales was some distance from us.
Well, I don't see where it makes any difference. He knew who we were, all right. He must have been following us all the time we were walking around the boulevard.
And if he saw you hurry off to us with this news, he'll know that you recognized him.
I think not. It was only natural that we should hurry to you with the news of the submarine.
Yes, well, that's so.
Well, I was a little surprised when Joan told me who he was. But now that I've had a little time to think it over, I'm not so surprised at all.
No, Jerry, it's only what we might have expected. And Captain Bradford was right. He didn't want you two to go out alone today, but I overruled him.
Well, we didn't get hurt.
And I see no reason for any fear of Thales. Like all the other Euclideans, his interest in us is only relative to his interest in the captain's formula.
But don't you understand, Joan, that if they could kidnap you or Jerry, or any one of us for that matter, we would sacrifice the formula to secure your release?
Gee, I never thought of that.
Nor did I.
I've thought of it every minute since you've been gone.
Well, we weren't taking much chance, though. Joan and I'd be a couple of pretty noisy people to kidnap on Hollywood Boulevard in broad daylight.
Of course we would not allow such a thing to happen to us.
Oh, I know you think you wouldn't. But suppose you discovered you were late for the show or late for dinner coming home. You wouldn't take time to look in the rear seat of the car very carefully, would you?
Golly whiskers, Joan. Your mother's right. If we hadn't run for the car the minute after we saw Thales, why, he might have hidden on the floor, in the back.
That is true. And that is one more danger in your strange country.
Our strange country?
Yeah, I had that all morning. After all the danger and crazy things we went through on that island, Joan thinks it's more dangerous on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, she may be right. On Euclidia, you're aware of your constant danger and take steps to protect yourself. While in this country, you wander carelessly around the streets without a thought of such things.
That is exactly what I was trying to explain to Jerry.
Oh, I can see it now. And it sure puts us in a hole.
We're in no danger as long as we remain in this house. We're guarded by automatic devices as clever as any on Euclidia.
Why do you have such a mysterious house, Mother?
Yeah, I asked her that a long time ago, Joan, but I didn't get any answer.
And I'm afraid the answers must be just as unsatisfactory this time, Jerry.
I think, Mother, that you and the captain are engaged in some enterprise which you prefer to have kept secret.
That's something like it, Joan, but more than that I can't say, except to assure you that whatever it is, it's entirely honest and to our credit.
Oh, sure, we know that, but I'd like to know a little more. Are you government agents?
Now, Jerry, please, no more questions.
Oh, okay.
And now I must call Tex.
You will not use the radio, will you?
No, that might be too dangerous. I'll use our private phone line to the station in Wilmington. Either Tex or Johnson will be there.
Well, Mrs. Gregory, I don't mean to butt in, but if Tex and Johnson are busy down out the harbor, well, I don't think you ought to bother them with our news.
Jerry is correct, Mother. Thales can do us no harm now.
Well, I know all that, but it may help Tex to be fully informed. And not only that, I want to test this line. It may be tapped.
How can you tell if it is?
One of the captain's inventions. He has developed an instrument for testing the balance of a line which is so delicate that even a piece of metal touching that line at any point will register.
The captain is very clever.
Boy, and am I glad he is, with all the stuff that's going on around us now.
I'll set the automatic recording device and you may hear our conversation.
This is indeed a well-equipped communication chamber, Mother.
We use the recorder to transcribe important messages delivered while we're out. Now, if you'll both be very quiet. Hello, Wilmington.
Wilmington.
Jerry and Joan safely returned home. News of submarines is on the street.
Getting extras here. nearer now.
Any progress?
Not much. Johnson is working from amphibian plane. Water is apparently free of submarines now. What from your end?
Thales talked to Jerry and Joan on Hollywood Boulevard.
Repeat.
Thales talked to Jerry and Joan on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right. Any disclosures?
None. He is disguised as a blind man, apparently following them at all times.
Keep them home. Stay there yourself. Give the servants a week off. Set the automatic controls for the entire estate.
Servants gone. Control set. We will remain within the house.
Good. I'll call you at half-hour intervals, except return at sunset. Check your disturbance graph.
Checked. The line is open somewhere.
I thought so. That is all. Wilmington.
Now we can talk freely.
You were right. That phone line had been tapped. And those Euclideans, or one of them, must have heard all you said.
Undoubtedly, but we didn't say anything they didn't know.
The captain has learned very little at the harbor.
Oh, I'm not too sure of that, Joan. Tex sounded to me as if he could tell us a great deal more than he did.
Well, that phone line being tapped sure proves one thing to us. Thales isn't the only Euclidean spy in town.
How does it prove that?
Well, he hasn't had time to get from the boulevard over to where he could tap this wire.
Quiet, Jerry. Watch that green light in the corner. There, see it flash?
Yeah. What's that?
The alarm. And it's the inside alarm. Someone is through the outer alarm and in this house.
But, Mother, how could they get through the outer alarms?
I had the gate open for you and Jerry. I set the alarms and closed the gates as soon as you came up the drive. I'm afraid you, too, had company.
Gee, we did forget to look in the back of the car. And I'll bet it wasn't empty.